Alright, today we're learning the ninth perek of Revolbi. It's called Hakpada, particularness. Right? And we're also going to speak about hatred and tochacha, and rebuke. So Revolbi starts, he's explaining. He says, Anochiut, where a person thinks only of himself, anger, v'chippus kovod, and looking after a person's own honor, he midat ra'al. Those are bad midas. Chesed, savlanut, doing good to other people, being patient, the zehirut, which we spoke about, right? Kvod abris, hemidas sovas, those are good midas. That's clear to everyone. Hakpada, being particular about things, a person doesn't think of that in terms of good or bad midas, right? It just, you know, someone hurts you, you're particular, they hurt you, you feel, you know, you feel some sort of like, a little bit of hurt, and why did you do that to me? And you feel, you know, bad feelings about it. That's, yeah, no one thinks of that in a way that that's a bad midah, right? That's normal life. Says Revolvi, no. And we're going to see that this midah is a very, very important midah. We're going to explain so far. Now, he brings Gemaras. A few Gemaras. First Gemaras in Tanis, Daf Kaf Amud Beis. I'll just read the Gemara and explain it a little bit. Shalu Talmidav et Rav Acha. The Talmidim of Rav Acha asked him, Ba'ava, B'ma herach te yamim. What schus did you have that you were marich yamim, that you had a long life? Right? It's a pretty important question. That means, what mitzvah, what thing did you do? What specific thing did you do that you had a long life? Could have said kivud av ve'eim. Because there are lots of things, right? What do you say? Amalahem miyamai, never in my days, lo hikpadati betoch beiti. I wasn't particular in any way with my wife. Huh? What does that mean? Okay, what does that mean? It means he was not particular in any way.
You mean like overly sensitive? Or
no, it means like if someone does something to you, someone does something to you, that you or feel a little bit of hatred or a little bit of like, you know, or you have a tguva or you you react to it in an improper way, right? That he wasn't particular. Let's say he came home from Kolo, right? I mean, that's who he was probably, right? Came home from Kolo and his wife didn't have the meal ready. Easy going, he sat down, he opens his Gemara, right? Or, right, the wife wasn't, you know, like, ignoring him, right? He's expecting her to be around, or I don't know what, right? Any, I don't know what. What other things could you be marked with your wife with? She said certain things, I mean, not Ravacha's wife, but, you know, said certain things which were upsetting to him, right? He let it flow. He let it, he wasn't megiv, he didn't react to it. That gave him a long life. Make sense? Remember what I told you, when you learn Torah, Torah has to make sense. Make sense? You'd have given that answer?
Yeah. It gets your blood pressure up.
Okay. You're less stressed out. You will notice that people who have less stress, and it's another Gemara, says Daga, and maybe it's Daga, is like worries or stress. Person that has those things, right? Mekatze yomim. Fear, daga. Fear, or on the wrong things, it means worriedness, brings a person's life shorter. Fear of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, however, is marich yomim. So here, when a person does not, is not particular, doesn't think, doesn't have a heavy heart to other people, he lives a longer life. He lives a more calm life, a more peaceful life. And that gives longer life. As simple as that. Right, doctor?
Mm-hmm.
People who have less pressured lives, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like they live on the seashore, lots of fish and rice, right? They live longer lives. They don't have heart problems.
Nice kosher diet.
Right. They have longer lives, right?
Rabbi, where does it fall into like carelessness, like or like a lack of, you know, like yeah, whatever.
Oh, we're gonna explain that. Okay. We don't mean you're dead. Right? Dead people are also not mad. Right? We don't mean you're dead. We don't mean you're like, you know, like you're depressed and nothing affects you. Right? Someone slaps you in the face and you're just like floating around. We're not talking about that. Okay? We're talking about a person who's very much alive, very much aware of his emotions, but is in control of them, that he's not particular when people hurt him in certain ways, or that he has the right response. We're going to see what the right response is.
We're
going to
see how we get to
Bezrat Hashem, yeah. Next.
Well, why did you say doctor in his house? As opposed to like
because you're not married yet.
You think because he gets the most exposure from
The place that a person can argue most is his house. It's easy, you know. You can argue with your stender. You can argue with the guys, right? Who's they? Are you a roommate? Okay, your roommate, right? So, you know, you argue with your roommate. So you walk out, right? You can't walk out of your wife. I mean, you can, but it's bye-bye forever, right? Yeah. And if you think you're going to walk out for a moment and you're going to come back a few days later, well, there might be a lot more hakpadas there, right? So here you have to be able to stay there, and whatever the matzav is, be able to accept it. And women are much more emotional than men. Women say things, right? Don't want to get you guys scared, right? Not second years yet, right? Women say things you don't know where they're flying from. They might say, like, you know, you might come home late and your wife might tell you, what's it called? The food's cold. So, like, you know, okay, so just warm it up again. Right, you know, that's a simple solution. It says, what you telling me she says the food's cold? I mean, she's telling you, you know, fix the problem with the food cold. She's that stupid that she doesn't know you could just put it on the fire and warm it up again? Well, what's she telling you? Saying, why are you late? You understand? Now, that's an easy one. Believe me, there's more complicated ones.
I'm tired.
Right? She's a different breed. She has a different sensitivity. She's much more sensitive. And, like, she'll argue with you about something, and she's actually not arguing about that. She's arguing about something else. And you don't understand, because you know, you learn Gemara every day. If someone says this, they mean that. And so you're giving a solution there, right? And well, really, she means this. It's called lateral thinking. If you're good at lateral thinking, you're good at understanding your wife. You understand? And not every woman, but everyone's different. But usually speaking, that's what happens. So in your house, it's very hard not to be makpid, especially she's someone who's close to you. And someone who's close to you, you hurt more. Someone who's distant from you, you always say bye-bye to them, or, you know, doesn't, you don't care about it. Someone who's close to you hurts more. Anyway, Amar Rava, Kol Hamavir Amidotav, anyone who passes over his midot, what does this mean? Mavir lo kol peshav. That means if someone hurts him, he's shtuk. He doesn't think badly. Shenema, no se avon, someone who holds on, he's able to carry the avon of a person over our pesha, and he doesn't look at the bad that someone did to him. Lemi no se avon, lo over our pesha. Who's the one who we take over? This is the drasha. We take over his averas. Someone who's no over our pesha. He doesn't look, or doesn't. He's not makhmi, not particular on the averas other people do. You don't look at the, and you don't think badly at another person when he does you something wrong. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't look badly on you. He takes away also your affairs. This Gemara is actually brought on Yom Kippur. You know, Yom Kippur, this is the midah that a person has to train himself Elul, hopefully the whole year. This is the midah, this is the Yud Gimel Midas. This is one of the Yud Gimel Midas. Okay? Anyway.
Which one?
This one. No se'avon v'ovah pesha. Right, no servant. Right, okay. Hamavi amidotav she'enu edaktik. So he's explaining more. This is Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. He's not particular. Limdod mida lemitzarim oto. He's not particular. Those people who hurt him. Umeniach midotav v'holichlo. He leaves his particularness and goes. Kamo ein mavi mal mitzus. Like we don't go over the mitzvah. Ein mavi mal ochim. He's miniach. He leaves them and goes. That's Rashi. Okay, so that's one we explained. Next one, le'olam ye adam anvatan kehilal. A person should be an anav. Oh. We're learning that a person who's not particular is an anav. It's a sniff of another. It's a sign of another. It's a sign of humility. Right? Don't be particular like Shammai. Now, Shammai, who was a tzaddik gadol, Shammai, the Gaon Mivilna says, in the world to come, the halacha will, not the world to come, the Yimot HaMashiach, the halacha will be like Shammai. Shammai was a tzaddik. So what do you mean, be like Hillel and not like Shammai? In this world, which is an imperfect world, the things happen to you, the hanhaga has to be the hanhaga like Hillel. That's why the halacha is like Hillel. Halacha means the way you go, the hanhaga, the how we have to custom ourselves in this world, like Hillel. It's chesed. So we carry out another thing. Hakpada is an anaf of gvura, of din, like Shammai.
But this world's gvura.
No, this world's a world of chesed. Olam chesed yibaneh. This is a world of chesed. That's why the halacha is like Beis Hillel. That's the Gro explains. So, an anaf of the tool we're going to use to get rid of particularness, remember we're saying, of hakpada, I'm going to use the word hakpada now, yeah, and now you translate it, is chesed. If a person's in a mode of chesed, of giving to other people, he's not going to be particular. Yeah?
But you're going to notice things.
Okay.
So what do you do?
Oh, so we're going to come to that. So this is going to come. We're going to come to explain that. It's a few values we're going to go through, right? He already Vobi explains that hakpada is the antheakas. It comes from anger. What is anger? Anger is basically when you get hurt. You get hurt, and it's a reaction to you feel you're in a battle. You're reacting. People in battlefields get angry, and it's important to get angry in a battlefield because it gives you adrenaline and, you know, you get more strength. Or if in a fight, you get angry, right? That's important. A boxer probably, limit, you know, a boxer has to know, you know, punching out the guy, right? You know? But you have to get angry. Builds the adrenaline, right? Now, he goes to explain that what happens when a person has hakpada, he keeps it in his heart, and it says it's a build-up. And that build-up turns into hatred. It starts with particularness, hakpada, and then it's a build-up, and it becomes hatred. Now there's a Gemara on this. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says as follows. Why was the base of Migdash destroyed? The Gemara in Bava Metzia.
Second base of Migdash?
Yeah. That's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Bava Metzia doesn't say that. Gemara in Bava Metzia says that they kept the words of the Torah. So Gemara says, what do you want them to keep? They kept the Torah. When they had Bati Dinim, they went to Beis Din and they took their friends to Beis Din and they kept the Torah. So Gemara says, because they kept the letter of the Torah. Not Lifnim Mushur Sadin. Not beyond the letter of the Torah. There was no chesed in the Psak Halacha. When they had a problem with their friend, they were particular, strict, Beis Din. What's the purpose of Beis Din? Justice, right? No, not a Jewish Beis Din. Purpose of a Jewish Beis Din is Shalom. Not justice. To make peace. Lifnim Rishur Sadin. They went according to the Din.
To the
Beis Din and the people. Not Lifnim Rishur Sadin. No, more than the letter of the law. When you do that, that it also explains the Gemara in Yuma, which you say, because of Sinat Chinam. What does Sinat Chinam Rashi says? Sina, hatred, without a proper reason.
Yeah, baseless hatred.
Right. Not baseless, hatred without a proper reason. There are things you can hate about. We're going to see this. Gemara in Pesachim, we'll do that later. There are things you're allowed to hate. Right? To an extent. And also, Tosis there speaks. We're not going to go into that just yet. So we come out, this midah of hakpada, which is kaas, which is gvura, is actually the midah which brings a person to sinah. And she's actually the midah, right, through which the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Right? And we know from Chazal, the kol, so long as the Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt, That's the problem of our generation. And what is the Gemara, what do we say? What does Chazal tell us? That's a tikkun for sinat chinam, avas chinam, i.e. chesed.
Tzedakah too?
Tzedakah is a good thing, but that's also an aleph of chesed. It means being in a giving mode. When you're in a giving mode, you don't notice that you're being hurt. Revolbi also, maybe I'll go to the Revolbi, he also says a very interesting thing, Revolbi. How do you get rid of being particular? With a little bit of lightheadedness, with a little bit of kalas hadas, with a little bit of joking around. Serious people, if they're too serious, are more particular than if you can make a joke out of things. Not a joke at the person, but if a person hurts you in a certain way, you can joke about it. You can take it lightly. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For example, you come home and your wife says, the food's cold. Right? She's like, you know, she's like angry. The food's cold, right? So you say, okay, so let's go out for dinner then. Right? Now, you said a joke. Right? Now, one of two things is going to happen. If she's really upset with you, it's a bad joke. Then you really did. That's going to be that. Okay. But if it was only a little bit upset with you, and you said a joke, they'll put a smile on her face. Right? And she might actually say, okay, so let's go. Right? And you change the whole atmosphere. You understand? So a little bit of joking around can get rid of small hakpadas. Real hakpadas, it can't get rid of.
She might be upset that you don't
want to
eat her.
No, she understands. You're joking. You understand? You can do that with friends also. You know, what's it called? A friend comes up to you and he says, like, you know, how come you use this without asking me, right? So he says, you know, like, you're like, yeah, what are you going to do? You know, he's annoyed with you. So in such a situation, you say, like, you know, I didn't, you know, well, you know, I didn't think you'd mind me, you know. Is it okay if I can, you know, use your toothbrush as well? I don't know. You're not going to say such a thing, right? That he's going to be annoyed then. He's going to be like, you know, he's annoyed with you. You have to know, in certain situations, you have to say, well, I'm sorry. Just, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I won't do it again. Say, oh, no problem. So he says, you know, you can use any of my stuff if you want, right? Apart from my, you know, use this toothbrush or whatever, apart from my toothbrush. Oh, you can make a joke of it, you know? I don't know how you can do it. You have to, I don't know exactly the situation, right?
Yeah.
It depends on your friendship. But if you can joke about something, make it, it's not such a serious thing for you, right? If it's a small hakpada, you can get out of it. If it's a serious thing that you hurt someone, then Revolvi explains in a different place that has to be, you have to speak it out. You have to know how to speak it out. You understand? If your wife has a real concern about the way you're behaving towards her, you have to talk about it. You have to communicate. Because if you don't communicate, if you joke around it, she'll think, oh, he's not serious. He's not changing. Then she'll be even more makbid. So that's something you have to speak about. So, like, you have to know how to handle this. But generally speaking, joking, where is joking coming from? Who is called laughter or joke? Who's name? Yitzchak.
Yes.
Right. Who is Yitzchak?
Gvura.
Midas Adin. Why was Yitzchak called laughter? Where do we get the name from? Sarah, right? Sarah, when she shot Sarah, according to Chazal, was also Midas Adin. Right?
Yeah.
Sarah, when she heard that this old woman, right, is now going to have children, Malachim, right? She didn't have a chesaron in Emunah, but she lived Alpi Midas Adin. What made her deserve having a child at this age? It was a joke, it was a laugh. And from that came Yitzchak. Midas Adin can't live in this world. You can't live with Din. Ein lo kiyum. Doesn't have kiyum. How does a person live with Midas Adin? Everything's a joke. Eating's a joke. What are you eating for? It's a joke. Schnitzel's a joke, right? Not on Wednesdays, though. Schnitzel's a joke. Our whole life's a big joke. If you live on Midas Adin, how can you do anything but, you know, be davuk to Kodesh Baruch Hu api Midas Adin? I mean, lemaisa, that's what Yitzhak did in the end of his life, right? He was completely at one with his creator. Ad kadei kach, the Chazal say, he lost his Yetzer Hara. He was kames. Right?
Is that good?
If you live up, you meet a Siddin like Yitzhak, it's very good. But we don't live there. It's very hard for us to live there, right? We, you know, people are different, right? But no one lives, no one's exactly meet a Siddin, right? We all have different aspects. It might, you know, there's more, you know, there's different, we have different aspects of all of them, right? But you're with us? You understand? Yeah? Okay. So let's go weiter. So he explains also here, how do we get rid of Hakpari? He says, first of all, the purpose of what he's doing is we're going to have to remove all these Hakpadas from ourselves. All these, you know, the things we're particular about. Before we remove them, we have to recognize them. What are we particular about? What you know, throws us off? What we, each of us is different.
It's like the things that you're mocked in yourself, you expect you're mocked in others.
Yeah, it could be also. So then you have to work out why in yourself you're mocked in those things. Or it comes from, you're right, it comes from your mindset. You have to work out what are the things. And then, once you get a recognition of what those things are, maybe you write a little, you know, every day, you have a little diary, which is a good thing, and you write down, I was particular. Now, we're not talking about that you told off the person who did that to you, or you did anything. Just that you felt in your heart something about that. Or if someone hurt you, right? Write down why he hurt. What's your feelings? What was your feelings about that hurt?
Then what do you do?
First, you recognize. First, recognize what, and you get a pattern, right? Now, really, for these things, I mean, you should sit down with someone and you should try and work out the source of them. Always the things when there's to do with midas, you have to work out the source. When you understand yourself on a higher level, where these things are coming from, sometimes just the understanding where it's coming from can help you remove the problem. You understand? So that maybe you do with someone, but if you can do it yourself, so do it yourself. Try and work out where those hakpadas come from. That's the first stage. Now he says, he goes on. Yeah. Some people, like you were saying, this is what he mentions, some people think that, you know, I'm not makpid. People can, you know, people can do whatever you want. You know, like people in the streets, right? You know, the people, you know, they get in America, maybe in here as well, I haven't seen, but you get people sitting on the, sleeping in the streets, right? Once I was in America, and this red Indian was walking around right in Manhattan. Okay, like he was like, yeah, it's crazy, obviously. But you know, Indian? Yeah, no, red Indian, American Indian.
Oh,
yeah, red Indian. Call them red Indians.
Native no? American.
Right. He was very native. Very native. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't particular about people insulting him or laughing at him or thing, right? He was a big bar midas, right? He was there. He wasn't wearing very much, right? He wasn't particular about many things, right? People were laughing. People were seeing. People were ignoring him. People thought he was crazy. He was having a jolly time, right? So he's a bar midas.
He didn't care that everyone.
He didn't care. That's what we're trying to get at. You don't care about when people are particular about you. No, that's not. We're not. That's dead. We're trying to get at that you should care about what people are makbid or hurt or think. You should care. But you shouldn't be a tguva, an incorrect answer. That's what you were saying. It's not that you're like half dead and then, you know, you don't feel anything. Or you're not connected to the world. Or you're not connected in the same way as other people are connected to the world. We're not talking about that. We're talking about being connected to the world. Again, not like Buddhists, that we're in control of our feelings because we disconnect from them and therefore be in control of them and then come back, but we're, you know, we're still above them. We're not that. We're feeling real feelings. We're with our feelings, we're with our goof, we're eating our schnitzel, we're enjoying it, and we're supposed to, and we have feelings, and we do feel hurt, and we're supposed to feel hurt, and with the hurt we feel, we're in control of it. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about real living, being here, living the moment. So these things hurt is going to come up. Being particular is going to come up. So how do we deal with that? So he says the way we deal with this is another Mishnah. He doesn't mention it, but it's obviously this is Makor. Havidan et kol adam lekaf schus. If you try and give an excuse for the person who hurt you, right? You go into a store, right? And the guy just very bad service. Okay, you're in Israel, right? Maybe argued with his wife. Maybe his boss is, or her boss is like, you know, had a go at her today, right? Maybe they don't have enough money. Who knows? If you give an excuse for their behavior, right, which could be reasonable, one that you can believe, you know, not that, you know, maybe some aliens came last night and took a purse away. I don't know, right? A reasonable excuse, right, that you can actually believe that, you know, she's upset, she's having a hard time, right? Or that's how the people are here, right? They're not really particular on me. People have a very stressed life. That's what happens in Israel. People have a very stressed life. There's always war. There's always problems. There's always things, right? They're not an easygoing society. And because of that, because of the stress. So people, yeah, it's more stressful. People, you know, not so, you know, like, what do you want? You know, you want to wash your feet? Buy one. Bye-bye. You know, like, you know, what do you want? Service as well, right? It's not like, you know, in America. I don't know what it's like now in America. Even in America now, it's a lot of turmoil with the economy. You'll find that when there's more turmoil, people are more particular. It's a Rashi in Chumash. Yeah? Rashi says, in time of Rav, time of thing, people, Ayin Sara b'chaveiro. People have, how do you say, Ayin Sara? People are particular with other people. Like, why do you have more than me? Right? Huh? What's the word? Yeah, something like that. I don't know if that's a word, but something like that. Okay, so now, that's the way we do it. So he says, another way it is. If we do this, we give excuses for other people, or we think about a proper reason why that person does, that's basically what's called avas chinam. That's basically what's, you know, that's the tikkun for this. Now the Tosis, that we mentioned, there are certain things that a person, you're allowed to be particular with a person. If you see a Dava Erva, you see a person doing an Avera, and he didn't do Tshuva, you're allowed to think badly about him. Yeah, it's a Gemara in Psachim. And so you're allowed, such a person, you're allowed to think badly. It's called a level of Sina.
If you see an Avera and...
He didn't do Tshuva, you know he didn't do Tshuva.
How could you know he didn't do Tshuva?
Okay, say you know. You know he stole someone's money, he didn't give it back. Yeah, you know he didn't give it back, right?
Yeah.
And say you, for whatever reason, you can't be mochiach, you ask a rabbi, you can't be mochiach. You're allowed to dislike that person for that. But a level of dislike. So Tosfos has, there's a problem, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you have to take off the load of someone who you like api tera, or take, right, take off the load, right, or put on the load of someone who you dislike, so you have to put on the load. Even though with the other person, you have another problem of tzar ba'al chaim, the animal has pain. Here, says the Gemara, you help the person who you dislike. So the Gemara says, how are you allowed to dislike a person? So the Gemara says that we're saying that you see something which is wrong, the person did something wrong, and he didn't do tshuva. You're allowed to dislike that sin, which is allowed. So why the Torah says you have to help him? So the Torah says, the Tosis explains, because you dislike him, k'mayim ponim upon him, he will also dislike you. Just as how you feel, he'll feel towards you. And because he feels dislike towards you, your dislike for him will become greater. And you're not supposed to dislike him in such a great way. And therefore, there's a mitzvah, l'kayif yitzro, says Tosfos, to be control your yitzhahara, control those bad feelings you have, and go and help him. So what is Tosfos saying here? Tosfos is giving us a very good advice. What happens when you're particular with a person? How can you get over it? Chesed, do to him, give to him. If you're a particular person, for whatever reason, even in a proper way, even for a proper thing, like the Gemara says in Psachim. You're not supposed to be so particularly come to a level of hatred or a higher level of hatred. That you're not allowed to. There's only a certain level you're allowed to be dislike the person, right? How do you get over that dislike? By giving, by helping him out. If you give to a person, you will see that your particularness over that person will go away. If you do chesed to him, you give him. Again, chesed is the tikkun for hakpada. Avas chinim is the tikkun for sinas chinim. As simple as that. You with me? Make sense? Yeah? So he's giving, it's hard. So now we're going to work out what things we're particular on, right? Why those things hurt us. It's probably something to do with that person's not, doesn't give in a certain way. He's not, or he's taking in a certain way. He's doing something wrong in a certain way. Or, now just generally speaking, usually things, like you were saying, we're particular about. There's another Gemara in Kiddushin. Kol ha-posel, anyone who finds a psul, something wrong in someone else, b'mumo posel. It's his own mum. He has the same problem, or had it. When someone presses your buttons, right, it's a good sign for you to check on yourself. And if you check on yourself, it could be something you're working on, or you worked on, but you're not completely handling it. Because you're working on, you dislike that aspect in yourself, those will be your buttons. And of course, you know, you have children who are similar to you, they press them all the day, right? Times, you know, times by the number you have, right? So, you know, you have a lot of them in one small area, so like, you know, it's like a, you know, a very good computer, you know, like that. So yeah, that's why, now you understand the first, I think the first result was the best one, right? It should say, Anshe Besa, right? B'toch Beiti, maybe it's also referring to his kids, right? Kids will press you, especially when they're teenagers, right? We know teenagers, even by Chazal there's a concept of teenagers, right? So, that's where a person has to work on, and that's the way he has to work on. Now, I'll read you this Rambam, right? There's, like we said, there's certain things which if a person, this, if it's a serious thing, say, you know, at home with you, your wife, you did something that she feels hurt, right? That you don't joke around with. That you don't do the kaf schus. There's a serious problem between the two of you. What do you do? Most things that we have in the yeshiva, unless they're serious things that you have to talk to them about, you leave them. Or you joke about them. Or you think the kafs the chus. Because otherwise it's just going to make from a small thing a big thing if you talk about certain things. Not say everything. Certain things you do have to talk about. But small things you forget about. And you try to joke about. Or you give to the person to get rid of your, to alleviate your feelings. Right? But what happens are the things where you can't leave them. You really hurt. This person really hurts you. So what do? Let's read the Rambam. Kishiyechte ish le'ish. When a person does something bad to you, lo yistemeno v'yishtok. He shouldn't hate him and be quiet. Kamo sheneema b'rishayim. Like it said, chas v'shalom on the Rishayim. V'lo dibe avshalom et amnon me'uma. He didn't speak to Amnon me'uma. Not a word. Lo mira v'atov. Not bad or good. Kisana avshalom et amnon. He hated him. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if a person doesn't speak to another person because of Ava, because of, you know, hatred, or because of a particularness of 3 days, it means he hates him. Ela mitzvah alav, you have a mitzvah. Mitzvah midaraisa. Lehodio, to make it known to him. Velomalo, lama asita li kach v'kach. Why you did this to me? Velama chatat bili. Why you did this wrong to me? Bedava ploni, this matter. Shneema, hochier tochier et amitecha. You should certainly rebuke your friend. Now the Rambam says that the lotus alav chet. What is lotus alav chet? But not embarrass him, not publicly. Rebuke is not done publicly. It's not done in the kitchen. Why aren't you doing your kitchen duty, right? Why didn't you put these things around or do that? Public rebuke is tisalav chet. That's embarrassing a person. That's a love. rebuke has to be done quietly between the two of you, not publicly. Vim chazav abikesh v'menu limchol, lo, tzarek limchol. And if he asks to be mochel him, you have to be mochel. V'lo yeh mochel achzari, you shouldn't be, how do you say achzari? Person shouldn't be cruel, right? Shouldn't be cruel. Shneimah v'itpelel Avram Elokim. Avram prayed to God for Avimelech because he took Sarah. It wasn't cruel when he asked him to pray and to forgive him, right? Mi shechata alav, and that's a pretty big thing. I mean, he took his wife, right? That's very big, right? Mi shechata alav chaveiro v'lo ratza lochicho, and he doesn't want to rebuke him. Now, what happens if the person, right? He's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about with him. He's hedyot biyoteh. He's not even understand that he's doing something wrong, right? There are people like that. Or shahaita data mishubeshet. Or it's called newspapers or college life. You know what happens in college life? You joke about people. You're allowed to slander people in newspapers. You're allowed to write lies about people in newspapers. It's normal. That's what makes the news. The bigger the story, the more slander, the more gossip that you can throw around, the better front lines. And the bigger the person, you can find something about him, right? And there's always something you can find about people, the better it is. There's nothing to talk about there. It's a normal thing in the Western world. Do you talk? It's permitted to talk about people, to joke about people, right? So, like, what are you going to go to? You're going to say, I don't want you to joke about me, I get very hurt. Right? What is it going to tell you? There's nothing to talk about there, right? Okay. Umachalo belibo, so you should forgive such a person. Now we're talking about a person who's going b'derech haTorah, right? You know, he really wants to improve, but it takes him time to, we all have difficulties, V'lo yistemenu, v'lo hochicho harize midat chasidus. That's midat chasidus, right? Because the Torah wasn't particular only on hatred. That means if you can't be mochiach a person, you have to remove that feelings of hatred from you. You have to be mochel. Now, is it easy to be mochel? Is it easy to forgive? No. So, we're going to finish here, but I'll just tell you a very simple thing. There was a story, he brings here, of Obi, of Eliyahu Lopian, that someone came up to him and told him that they did something to him. And so he asked him, tell me what you did. So he told them. And he told them, come back in 2 to 3 weeks. I'm going to learn the sugya. And 2 to 3 weeks, I think I'll be able to be mochel you. So the person was stunned. He just expected, you tell the thing to this big rabbi, right? He'll forgive him straight away, He told him to come back in 3 weeks. He has to work on himself to be mochel him. Yeah. Mochel doesn't mean saying, I mochel you. Mochel means removing all that hakpada from your heart. So when he came back in 3 weeks, he was mochel him and greeted him properly as if nothing happened. Just we say, we say the Yud Gimel Midas, we say Hashem, Hashem, right? What do you mean Hashem, Hashem? Hashem before the Chet and Hashem after the Chet. What does it mean Hashem before the Chet, Hashem after the Chet? Means a Kodesh Baruch Hu has such a Midah of Mechila that he's the same towards you before you did that wrong thing to him. Before you did that wrong thing to him and after you did that wrong thing to him. He's the same thing towards you. That's a high level of mechila. That's a very high level. That's why it starts that way. That's the highest midah. The midah of keter. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the koach to do aveiros. Chas v'shalom. To go against his will. He gives you the koach to breathe, the strength. Right? The whole world is full of these people. Right? And he's giving them the koach to do that. That's a high level of mechila. High level. That's a high level of rachamim. That's very hard to do. That has to be worked on. You understand? Now, I'll tell you a Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, and there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Erechim. The Gemara says, if you tell a person, right, you have a toothpick on your head, the person's going to come back to you and say, you have a beam on your head. Right? It's a Gemara. Chazon Ish is Bizmanenu. We don't have Tochacha. We don't have the ability to rebuke. Now, what he means is the outside world, in terms of telling people to do mitzvahs. Well, there's nothing to talk about there. Within the yeshiva, certain things we can speak to a person about. You have to be very careful. Depends how you say it, who you say it to, even people who you're close to.
He does say that you are able to give tochacha on the
Shabbat? Yeah, you can give tochacha to... He says we don't have the mitzvah of tochacha, means with regards to telling people about doing mitzvahs. It doesn't mean with regards to, people who... You have to be able to communicate.
Throw stones on Shabbos?
Yeah, no, that's nothing. No one says you can do that. No one says you can do that. Anyone who does that, it's not Ruach HaChomim lo nocha himenu.
Do what?
Throw stones. I don't know. There's some fanatics who do that. That's not Derech HaTerah. No, the Gedolim. No one would say to do that. I don't even know if I've never seen it. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen it. Maybe it happens. Maybe some kids do it. There's also guys in Gaza who do things like that. But I never heard anyone getting killed from it or being hurt from it. I don't know. Maybe the newspapers find this wacky kid who did it. Like happened to be throwing on Shabbos because he happened to be outside. I don't know. Maybe it does occur. I don't know. But I don't know anyone who did it. And I know lots of Haredim. And I live in a Haredi shchuna, and it never ever happened. Even when you had, and it's a closed shchuna, with the barriers on Shabbos. I mean, it says very clearly you can't come through there, and cars do come through, right? No one says anything. Maybe some kids will say Shabbos, but that's about it. No, not in that sort of way. That's about the maximum that happens. And it's not because they're supposed to do that, because they're kids, Kids do lots of things. Anyway, let's go back. So now, basically, this concept of tochacha is actually something which is very difficult to do. That's to know when to mochiach, how to mochiach, is a very, very big mikzah. But it has to. That's concept of communication. Communication has to be with a friendship. Someone who you have a good communication and you honestly care for the relationship, you have to communicate when you feel he's doing something which you don't like. However, though, mentioning that, there's a very important Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah says it even about a good friend, your best friend, a good friend. Rabbeinu Yonah says, and he's warning you, he says, because hadeot shonot, right? People's way of thinking is different. The way you see an action is through your eyes, through your mind view. In your mind view, you see that as a person doing you something wrong. He might have intended it in the same way that you feel it. So because, he says, it's a metzias of life, because people have different ways of thinking, there will always be hakpadas. There will always do something that he does to you which you don't like. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Be a savlan, be sovel. And he says, accept it. Because without that acceptance, you are not going to remain in the friendship.
What's savlan?
Savlan means to be, to keep the weight on you. And someone, not patient, but keep the weight on you. Like, it could be patience, but don't be megiv, don't answer back. Hold it. Don't hold it in your heart, be mochel in your heart. You have to be mochel. Anything you hold, you have to be mochel. You have to remove that hakpada. You can't hold with the hakpada because it'll come out in different places. It'll be worse. You have to remove it. Because otherwise that friendship is not going to last. So that means it's a very hard thing to know when to communicate or not. It's a very hard thing. Generally speaking, the rule is, if someone hurt you, never rebuke the same time that you feel hurt. Because when you're emotionally hurt, you're gonna rebuke him in a angry way. Rebuke must come from ava, from the wanting to rebuild a connection. or being hurt from a connection. You understand? Rebuke isn't that you hurt me, I'm going to get back at you. Rebuke means I'm hurt because I want the connection that I have with you. I feel hurt because I feel you don't care for me in the same way as I care for you. And I want to communicate to you that so that you know about it so you won't do it to me again. And because I know that you want that connection, you will want to know that. Now the final thing here, he explains that what we get really upset with is if you walk into a room and there's a few guys who you thought were your friends, and they probably still are your friends, but I'm saying how we think, and you hear them talking about you in a derogatory way. Now, that's really hard. So, this is a very high level, but it's a level we can try and work out. Yisrael Salanta says, we should be happy about this. Now, not somewhere on that level, but we should know that it exists. Says, and he brings a pasuk for this. He says, what's a pasuk? Says, Kashe kamim alai mireim, right? Bekamim alai mireim, tishmana oznai. He's dosh in a different way. When people, my friends, come upon me, I should put my ears to listening. I should hear what they're saying. Because when people talk about you in certain ways, there's probably a large element of truth there. Even if it's an exaggerated truth, there's an element of truth. And that's a good way to know Nigei Atzma, what's wrong with myself. And if I'm built, which most of us aren't, I can take that in a positive way and learn about myself and try and work on changing myself. Now, another problem, right, with all of this is why? What's the source of Hakpada? It's he's not mechaved me, he doesn't honor me, he doesn't care for me. People who need to be cared for, who need to be honored, which is 99.99999 recurring percent of the population, right? So we all have this problem of Hakpada. And also, because we live in a generation where everyone has low self-esteem, right? Or low self-confidence concept, Hakpada is a very, very big part of our lives. That sensitivity is to how few people see us and think about us, right? So working on those two things, our self-esteem and self-concept, will also remove those things from us, right? And that also comes with chesed and with control. We spoke about that in different shiurim, but learn from that shiur also to you. Okay? Alright, we'll stop here. Good.